This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Winners and losers from the amazing weekend. And we're going to have Cowboy lessons to take at 8. I got a bunch of Cowboy lessons that the Tolos were sending throughout the entire weekend. Number one, we're all winners. I mean, you were just saying in the break room, you're already depressed for this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way this upcoming weekend can... I mean, how do you follow this up? I mean, thank God we've got a week. Like, if this was tonight, I'd be like, dude... That'd be great, but like, oh.
Like, the Saturday games, though, weren't great.
No, they weren't. But they were all by, you know, and that's what the NFL does, right? They're all one-possession games.
Yeah, and you got the one seeds out. By the way, question of rest versus rust. Again, as you had Green Bay with a bye and the Titans with a bye.
You know, I think the Titans were just ripe for the picking. Green Bay surprised me. That weather played a factor, though, I think. Which it shouldn't. I mean, Green Bay should be accustomed to playing in that. There's something going on. It's just very, very weird. Like, you know, I know it's random and it's the playoffs. So these are all one-possession games, and one-possession games are all, you know, fluky. And a lot of times they can be. One little mistake here or there, and all of a sudden, done. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers has not performed very well. I mean, look, he's got a ton of losses in the playoffs, but a lot of guys do. And it's just odd. It's not like, I don't know that it's necessarily all on him.
11-10 playoffs and 0-4 against San Fran.
This is very odd. They've been the better team than San Francisco a couple times in this thing. Or at least the better offense. And they did nothing. They did nothing in this game. How much of that is the weather? How much of that was San Francisco?
Bosa with 2 sacks. Debo did his thing on special teams. But we're all winners. Because of an amazing weekend. Josh Allen, I know he's devastated. He's a humongous winner.
Oh, yeah.
When you perform like that on that stage against that other quarterback, you asked a question last week, can he take another leap? And Josh Allen, I'm just saying the way it will be in the offseason, he will now be put up there with I think, Mahomes and Rodgers, Tom Allen.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he's on.
He could be the last one in the tier.
Well, I mean, he may be moving past one of them if one of those guys retires.
Right.
You know, he's
or both.
Or both. I mean, he is definitely, I think, if you were to do a Mount Rushmore of current quarterbacks, he's on it. You know, he is fantastic though, man. And I do think that we are already going to see like how he will be the preseason MVP favorite.
Yes.
And a lot of that will be based off of, you know, this game, you know, plus he had, comparatively speaking, to his previous year, I don't want to say it was a down year this year, but compared to his previous year, which was otherworldly, this was like, I think he is going to be the preseason MVP favorite.
Not many times do you look at someone's numbers and you shake your head like, my God. Josh Allen, the postseason, 9 touchdowns, 0 turnovers, 771 total yards. 14 total incompletions.
He's going, and he only won one of those games. And imagine that you have those numbers and you're 1-1.
Insane. As the Bills, Sean McDermott is looking like a loser. Though it was his defense that gives up all those yards in 13 seconds, and he didn't squib kick. The squib kick takes it probably from 13-9. You take away an extra play from Mahomes. So Sean McDermott is getting killed for his game management. Mm-hmm. And you could say Josh Allen, the biggest winner of all the quarterbacks, and I don't even think it's close, is Highland Park.
Stafford set up in the gun, left foot forward, leaning in to take the snap. Bounces, deals, deep down the right side. He's got Kupp running down the hash marks. He reels it in at the 15. Cooper Kupp has the catch, tackled at the 12, puts it down in game-winning formation.
28 of 38, 366, two touchdowns. The QBR is a 67.7, which looks awful compared to Mahomes and,
oh, yeah,
and Allen. Those guys are in the 90s, but look, I know this drives you crazy, but they're legacy-defining moments. Jimmy Garoppolo missed his against Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Matt Stafford hit his yesterday with Cooper Kupp. To make that throw, when all of us in our living rooms, everyone said, this is a meltdown. Like, people are actually DMing me privately saying, no, you don't understand. Like, there's something more here going on with Tom. Like, people were trying to sell me on divine intervention yesterday with the things that were happening in that game. The four fumbles lost, Cam Akers twice, for goodness sake, Cooper Kupp, the snap that shot past Stafford. People were trying to sell me on divine intervention and the fix. This is obviously the fix. The fix is in. And Matt Stafford on the road against Brady overcomes it with the game-winning throw.
No, you're right. That definitely was, you want to say the word legacy-defining or.
I think what it does is I tweeted the Steve Young meme after they destroy the Chargers, get the monkey off my back. Us waiting for Stafford to choke and not do anything in the playoffs, I think that monkey's off the back. He hasn't won the title.
Right. I mean, look.
But like,
if they had lost that game, I mean, even still, he was part of the blew a 27-3 lead.
Yes.
The fact that they even got there was just like, whoa. And all the turnovers. Now, he wasn't a part of all of them. In fact, did he even throw an interception in that game at all?
No. He did not.
It was just fumbles. And that's not really on him. No, one might be, but the rest of them aren't. So, you know, he would have taken some heat for that. There's no doubt. But, yeah, look, that was when Tampa tied it up. I don't think anybody. I know I didn't.
No.
I didn't think the Rams were going to go walk down the field and score.
No.
I thought they were more likely to take a knee than go down the field and score.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
Right?
Something.
It's like, let's just chill out here, guys.
Everyone, we'll slow down.
Slow down.
Everyone relax a little bit. And Twitter, that's unfair. That's unfair. I mean, you know, Matthew Stafford, he goes out there, he does what he do. And what happens? You're firing shots at Detroit. I saw the tweet out there. Matthew Stafford has won two playoff games in the last 2 weeks. The Lions have won one since 1958. I'm like, that's unfair. Why do that?
But well, yeah, they have been rebuilding since 57.
What's unfair?
To take a shot at Detroit. I mean, let's be honest.
You take shots at Detroit all the time.
Not as much as like somewhere else.
Where else? Where are the other candidates?
Yeah,
you name five.
Okay, Weatherford is one.
That's a good town.
Granbury. We'll throw that out there.
Good
as well.
Downtown. Good downtown in Granbury.
Yeah, we'll throw that
fried
out.
Fried pies.
As well.
Fried pies.
Oh, the fried pies.
That's Gainesville.
Pies.
That's Gainesville, right? Gainesville.
That's right.
Fried pie company. Fried shout out. All right. Other winners and losers that you may have?
Kyle Shanahan's a winner. I think you got to put him in the winner category. I don't know how you don't. And quite frankly, I think Jimmy Garoppolo's a winner.
You do?
In a sense that it's going to be very difficult if he wins this weekend to have a guy that's gone to two of the last three Super Bowls and then loses his job. Whether or not he should.
This is very un-RJ. Un-RJ of you.
I know.
No, John Lynch this morning cannot have any other thought in his mind as the GM to say, this guy is definitely holding us back. We're getting lucky to win these games given his quarterback play, and we have to go to Lance or upgrade. So, yeah, if they give Jimmy Garoppolo another deal, if they bring him back based off this, they're morons. No argument. I'll fight to the death on it.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Same crap with Dilfer and Elvis Gerbach. They all got mad, the Ravens fans. I said, you cannot bring Trent Dilfer back scoring like 6 points a game. You're relying on pick sixes, interceptions, Returned for touchdown, strip sacks, pump blocks for San Fran, 10 guys on the field for Green Bay. Man, they cannot fall. They cannot fall for the trap of Garoppolo being part of their future.
I don't disagree with you.
In fact, if I was Washington now, I'm probably staying away from him off the last two games. I would probably stay away. That's how bad he's been playing. I mean, he's there. He's there for these wins. He ain't doing nothing.
I'm not saying that he is deserving of it. I'm just saying that it would be difficult to move on from a guy who has gone to two Super Bowls in 3 years.
All these old school fools are going to fall for this. These fools on TV are going to go, how do you do this? He's your leader. You know, you really? Super Bowls? No. Look at the way he's playing. He threw another horrific pick in this one, in the red zone.
He threw a couple of bad balls in this one. Now, granted, they dropped a couple. Kittle had one bad drop, and there was another one that was a bad drop, too.
Jimmy was 11 and 19 for 131. His QBR is 11.9. I'm taking names for any analyst today that does this with Jimmy's future for this week. Oh, you can't do it. How can you move off of him? You're in the NFC. He threw for 130 yards with an interception and a QB rating of 12. Go ahead. I hope they do. I hope they do, so these freaking San Francisco fans can be miserable, who I hate on Twitter and social media. But for Garoppolo, I don't know. That's an interesting debate.
It's like, you know,
I don't think it's much of a debate, but it'll turn into one.
He's gonna keep, if he makes the Super Bowl, he's gonna keep his job. 2 or 3 years?
If he makes it?
Yeah. If he makes it the Super, because you got to figure, right? And you know, I understand, like, the numbers are what they are. But there is something to managing a game plan well. Like, Brady manages game plans better than anybody the league's ever seen. He doesn't deviate from the plan. He never deviates, and he doesn't make mistakes. Problem is, Garoppolo makes some mistakes. I'm just saying, and I don't think they should do it. I think they should go, and I don't think it's Trey Lance either. They got to find somebody else. But
the Niners have won.
They win.
They've won 3 straight elimination games on the road by a combined total of 12 points. In those games, the quarterback has thrown 1 TD and 4 picks. Jimmy's last 5 games against Minnesota 2019, 131, a touchdown and a pick. 2019 Green Bay, that was the 8 pass game. Shanahan had him throw it 8 times. 2019 Kansas City, missed Sanders on the big throw, Super Bowl. 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions in the game. Against us this year, tried to throw it away at the end. 0 touchdowns, 1 interception, and then Saturday night, we've gone through it. By the way, his record in all those, 4-1.
Garoppolo seems like Garoppolo. He's a gamer.
The argument was being made. Jimmy Garoppolo is the case and the evidence to get rid of QB wins once and for all.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree. Fantex is all over the map on this one.
How? Well, give me the ones arguing he should stay, but they can't get rid of him.
It sounds like you're describing Dak when you're talking about Jimmy.
Okay, here we go.
Jimmy is better than Dak Prescott. Don't fall for the Jimmy G wins.
No.
Do not argue for Jimmy G. You guys are just salty. To be fair, Jimmy was better than Dak all year. Jimmy's not good, but I would rather have a winner than Dak losing.
All right, that's a I'd rather have a winner. 877-881-1053. That is insane, y'all. We may have to come back to this later on in the week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.